Jason Kanz, are we going to see you at OneFest?
Probably not. I think that I'm still on the fence. I know Ren Collective is going to be there, and I would love to see them. But we haven't made any plans for that thus far. So,
all right, folks, let's pull together the money so we can buy Jason some tickets for OneFest here. So
maybe they can let me sing with them.
Okay, if Ren Collective lets him sing with them, he'll be there. All right, wow. You drive a hard bargain. All right, but yeah. I've seen you up on stage at the talent show at Crestview Academy singing with Ian, so.
I have. That is true. I have. We haven't sang together. Well, we sing together in the car basically every Saturday, but we haven't sung together on stage for a while. I enjoy doing that with him.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about love this morning. We'll start with something that you posted on Facebook July 10th and then something I posted. So this Jared Bias book, Love Matters More, sounds good. And you had a little quote from it, right?
Yeah. So Jared Bias is a he was a former pastor, and I think he's working on the podcast Bible for Real People at this point. Mm-hmm. And the book he wrote was called Love Matters More. And it's really a call to love in the manner of Jesus. And I think what really stood out to me in this article that was titled Telling People They're Wrong Doesn't Help Them to Change was the idea that he said, you know, I've never really seen people, I'm looking for the exact quote, but oh, here it is. Yeah, I've seen hundreds of lives changed by human beings who have shown up to love without judgment, without feeling compelled to, quote, speak the truth in love. I've seen almost no lives change when we begin by speaking the truth in love. You know, and I think rightly, at least in my experience, points out the importance of loving without judgment. And yet, I think that's something we often wrestle with as believers is calling people to account. And I just finished listening to the audiobook not too long ago. It was really, really good.
Isn't there a fundamental, it seems like love in one hand and judgment in the other, and so you have to choose. I mean, that famous Billy Graham story, right, where he's at the Clinton White House right after the Monica Lewinsky affair, someone's surprised to see him, and he says, well, the way I figure it, it's God's job to judge, the Holy Spirit's job to convict, and my job to love. He didn't say it's his job to judge, so.
Right on. You know, and I think that's exactly right. And, you know, he starts this part in here by talking about a man who came to him tearfully, who was, his daughter was sleeping with her boyfriend, and he was really concerned about it. And he said, you know, he was wrestling with what he should do. And he said, and Jared Bias asked him why he felt the need to make sure his daughter knew that he approved or didn't approve of in her life. You know, she hadn't asked for his opinion, and she probably already knew his opinion on it. But would he love her unconditionally? And, you know, Larry Crabb tells a story about that, too, in one of his books, of somebody who comes to a person who had left the house, you know, and shows up without judgment. And that really changed everything.
His son got booted out of Taylor University, and he talks about his own showing up there to deal with Kep, right?
Right.
And
that's probably what I'm thinking
of,
right?
I think so. So, well, the post that I was going to refer to also picks up on this theme of love, and this idea of different verses, if you summarize them, and again, I'm not looking at the exact wording, but from John 13:34, Jesus gave the message of love one another, and in the next verse, similarly said love one another. And from John 15:12, the message is love one another, and the same story from John 15:17 and Romans 12:10. 1 Thessalonians 3:12 tells us to love one another, as does 1 Peter 1:22. 1 John 3:11 says, yes, love one another, as does 1 John 3:23 and 1 John 4:7, 4:11. 4:12 and 2 John 5 says, love one another. So what do you think we're supposed to do?
It almost seems like there's this recurrent theme of loving one another.
I wish that could have been a question on one of the tests I took in school, you know? I mean.
Yes. No, I think, you know, God's principal nature is love, you know, I think. And if that's a good place for us to start, and that's a good place for us to stay, is in the idea of loving well.
All right. Well, tomorrow we're going to dive into Letters to the Beloved, the Sermon on the Mount. We're going to start with the Beatitudes. So this is a work that Jason's been working on for years. He's got some of the audio. You can go find it at jasoncans.com, as well as Jason Cans on the Facebook page. All right, we're going to get to Greg Stewart's sports and commentary in un momento, but we've got Susan here. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
A couple of things. First of all, we're going to get some rain today, pretty much guaranteed this afternoon and tonight. It looks like a heavy drenching, but tomorrow there is no mention of rain at all for the forecast for the parking lot picnic.
I'm so excited.
I know it. So it's going to be fantastic with the Davis Dogs, the Olsen's Ice Cream, raising money for Hope Gospel's Home for Women and Children, and then Jesse Hamble and the Bold Commoners. The other thing that I want to get your quick take on this morning is it is Macaroni and Cheese Day. And so consistent with that, Kraft Mac and Cheese Kraft is introducing mac and cheese ice cream.
Oh.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
I mean, I want to try new things, but...
Is that what they want? They want the money grab of everyone buying at once?
Kraft promises the ice cream will deliver that comforting, nostalgic feeling from a warm bowl of Kraft macaroni and cheese.
If it's cream cheese, I mean, I like cream cheese cheesecake. Oh, my word.
Let's get the listeners, 396-1670. Are you eager to try macaroni and cheese ice cream, or would you go for any of the dozen flavors that Olsen's will have here tomorrow?
Yes, Olsen's.
Well, if you love Kraft mac and cheese... Kraft believes you're going to love their new ice cream. Yes, they say this will be...
They can believe it.
They can. They have teamed up with Brooklyn-based Van Leeuwen Ice Cream for a Kraft macaroni and cheese ice cream. Now, earlier...
At least it's not a Kraft Miracle Whip ice cream.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes,
that's true.
Good point.
Could be worse.
The mac and cheese version, as its name would imply, will contain cheese. I've never had... I don't, cheese and ice cream?
No, just cream cheese.
The distinctive ice cream will be available at Van Leeuwen's Scoop Shops starting today. If you don't live near one, you can order it online for the price of $12 per pint. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
I love my dairy, but I also believe that it should be separated in certain areas.
And until Olsen's thinks it's a good idea, I will say no, thank you. And I've decided, how many flavors are we getting tomorrow?
A dozen tomorrow.
Okay, so moderation in all things, I'm going to limit myself to nine scoops.
I think that's wise.
But I'm looking
single,
at these.
Single digits.
I know. So I went to their website and they said, check out our Facebook page for the flavors. And yeah. Because I'm, of course.
What do they have?
Like raspberry cheesecake. Mm. Cotton candy, butter pecan, cherry garden, chocolate chip cookie dough, cookie monster, chocolate monster. And I just thought, okay, I can either fit into my wedding dress or I can seize the day and enjoy ice cream. I'm going with the ice cream.
I have to say, last summer, the raspberry was phenomenal. I know, Mark, both of our wives are big raspberry fans.
Yes.
I enjoyed the Mackinac Island fudge last year as well. Fantastic.
Mark, what's your favorite ice cream?
The one that I'm holding.
Oh, yum!
Yeah.
Delicious. Cotton candy it
Whatever
is.
Whatever that might be.
Here's Mandisa and Whip.
Another best of pet peeve put to music. We're going back to the very first one that Susan heard on St. Patrick's Day. And here's the deal, a little background on this. The last time we had a pet peeve put to music best of was 2 weeks ago. And it was crumbs in the butter dish. And it just so happened I was having lunch at Acoustic in downtown Eau Claire with a friend of mine, Mark, who has since moved back out of the area to Oklahoma with his wife and daughter. But here we were. And as I arrived there, I was surprised to hear Mark tell me, I got a bone to pick with you and Caleb. I'm like, wow, what is it? He's like, yeah, the...
Susan's like, I wasn't here for that.
The pet peeve put to music stayed in my head too long. It was the crumbs in the butter one, which Mark said, and he smiled. He said, that was the best one yet. And so he let you know that was his pet peeve, was how long the song stayed in his head.
Yes. So he texted in at 715-396-1670. He said, my pet peeve is earworms. Earworms is the official term for having a song stuck in your head. He said, I've had crumbs in the butter dish stuck in my head since last Wednesday. Even caught myself humming the tune at work. So that was his pet peeve. So we're kind of trying to go a little meta with this. Can we make a pet peeve song about pet peeve songs? So here's this week's pet peeve put to music on the Whip Wake Up Show. Mark can't help but listen to all my pet peeve songs. His toes, they start a-tapping, and he starts to hum along. These silly little ditties get stuck inside his head. The soundtrack of his workday and while trying to go to bed. Now I lay me down to...
worms in the butter dish. Ugh.
Catchy or an earworm, whatever term you like. It's in your head for good, like knowing how to ride a bike. These tunes are lodged up in your brain, and now I have real clout. Cause once they're in your noggin, good luck trying to get them out.
You can't get them out.
Woo! There we go. For Mark Olson this morning, if you have a pet peeve that you might like to hear turned into song, 715-396-1670.
Once they're in your noggin, you can't get them out.
And what you just did was give him a new earworm.
I know.
So congrats.
That's the goal. All right, a little way back Wednesday, pet peeves put to music, our summer rewind recaps, best of whatever
so
you may have it. The reruns.
I could listen to those all day.
The Wib Wake Up Show on WWIB, as we're talking about what's a weird phobia you have here on the program under our bits and breaks section here this morning. And this is kind of interesting. So
it is.
We want to throw it out to you at 715-396-1670. And maybe it would be something that we'd even spill over into tomorrow. But for starters, someone said a weird phobia they have is they hate balloons popping.
That's not weird. That's completely appropriate.
It's kind of scary sometimes, right? Especially if out of the blue.
Yes. Oh, I know there's a child in my household who, again, has not necessarily wanted balloons at birthday parties, things like that, because of, again, the fear of the sound that they'd make when they're popped. And when you have brothers and little boy cousins and things like that, a lot of balloons tend to get popped at these events. So,
and there's a 58-year-old someone in my household who hates balloons popping. And also that jumper cables thing when people come and like they quick grab your waist. I'm like,
Something that's not on the list that could be is clowns.
People don't like clowns.
Thanks, Pennywise.
That's not there. What are some others?
Weird phobias you have.
How about sidewalk grates?
Hmm.
That's,
like losing your phone in them?
No, like there could be something under there.
Oh.
I don't know.
Huh. Weird phobias you have, people in giant mascot suits. I think like the Bernie Brewer and like the sausage races and stuff that they have at what was formerly Miller Park, I think those seem fun. Carson Park does that too. But I can understand if you're at like Disney or whatever and it's like you don't necessarily know who's under there.
Right.
And, yeah.
Once you're old enough to know that isn't really Donald Duck, you start to get really scared.
High five. No, that's where you're like, nope, 6 feet. Let's just keep the social distancing.
Yeah. As another weird phobia is silverware accidentally tapping my teeth while I'm eating. Is that kind of like nails on the chalkboard?
And here's the thing. Have you heard the sound? You know, again, when it's nice dishware and cookware and things like that, too, the scraping sound of like a fork or when someone's like sawing their meat with a knife.
On the china?
On the china.
Ooh.
That's another thing that's like, eh.
Yes. This one I do not get.
Yeah.
Somebody says they have a weird phobia opening a can of biscuits. That's super fun.
Yeah, it is going to pop.
What are you afraid of?
I guess
delicious biscuits?
Maybe the expansion of the dough.
Here's the thing, though. I can understand this weird phobia, even though I would rather have the biscuits so I overcome the fear. But it's just, you don't know when it's going to pop.
The uncertainty.
Weird
That's
phobia
right.
you have. One person said driving on bridges. I love driving on bridges
too.
Personally, but I could see that, sure.
But Mark, you said...
Let me further add Liberian bridges because
there
those
you go.
Are very uncertain sometimes.
Oh. And finally, horses. Big eyes freak the person out. Horses. Phobic of horses?
You know, the
I don't
thing
know,
is
I
that there's a lot of the equine therapy that
right.
has really been successful for PTSD at places like Trinity Equestrian and elsewhere.
Yeah.
But I guess depending on who you are, right, maybe. That's
I guess they're really big, so they could be intimidating. Who doesn't love a great selfie? It's so cool to take a picture with something amazing in the background. But this is really sad, you guys. I have a series of strange selfie deaths before me, and I can see how this happens. When you're in internet mode and Instagram mode, all you can think is, wow, this will make a great picture, like it's inevitable.
I got to tell you that as a 57-year-old guy who's trying to catch on with the modern Instagram culture, I find myself more often than not suffering selfie regret. I'm like, oh, we had that nice dinner with that couple and we should have taken a picture and posted it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, more often than not, I don't do it, but kind of regret it. But this is something that, again, because these people, their loss of life was not in vain. We want to share what happened to them. So be careful when you're taking yourself.
Photo fatalities too. So
kick us off, Caleb. What's the first sad situation?
In 2015, two guys in Russia perished while taking a selfie with a live hand grenade.
Oh my God.
That's a no-no.
Don't do it. Mark?
Don't try that at home. In 2015 as well, in Serbia, none of these were in America, someone ran in front of an express train to recreate a scene from a favorite movie.
Oh, wow, dear. Be careful.
Be careful.
Be smart. Have common sense.
That's right. In Indonesia, in 2015, a guy stood too close to the edge of a live volcano.
Probably don't have to worry about that in Wisconsin. We don't have quite those scenes. But, strange... deaths that have happened while taking selfies. Again, a word to the wise here in the WIB Wake Up Show. A guy in Wales perished in 2015 when he held up his selfie stick and attracted a lightning bolt.
Wow.
Oh,
that's
dear.
That's horrible.
In Chile, 2015 was just a bad year for this, as someone stood in front of an active geyser and then stepped backwards.
You've seen this a lot of times, like in malls, and thankfully, again, just more embarrassment than injury, but people are walking around taking selfies or talking or texting, and they fall like into mall fountains.
Right.
So, but yeah, geyser, a lot more dangerous.
And this one really is applicable for our area. You do not want to get inside of a zoo enclosure. In China, someone entered a zoo enclosure of a 3,300-pound walrus. Don't do that with any wild animal.
Yeah, a few more as photo cool fatalities here.
Yeah.
In Nepal in 2016, someone tried to take a picture with a herd of not one, not two, but 21 wild elephants.
Wow.
Stop.
You know, ahead of all of these, someone thought, my friends are going to be impressed.
That's right. That's what they'd rather have you living. Yes.
Better safe than sorry. In Mexico in 2017, two people perished as they stood on the roof of a pickup as a plane came in very low above them.
Oh. Mm. Okay, finally, the strange selfie deaths finally ended. In India, 2018, a guy posed with a wounded bear. A wounded bear is the most dangerous kind of bear.
Wounded animals.
Yeah.
Again, all of these, it seems like common sense could have prevented that, but you never know. As obsessed as we are sometimes with image and selfies, just...
Yeah.
Think before you shoot the picture.
Yeah, and why not just make a rule that you only take selfies with your mom? Because she will warn you against these things.
We're being your mom this morning on the Wake Up Show.